So I'm still here at Cam Jam Radio, and I'm now sitting down with Elliot, who is the producer this afternoon.
I'm the producer. What we've got this afternoon is the Scouts coming on. They've got 10 minutes to do their own show, play their own songs, and I'll be on later from 4:30 with my own show until 7:30 when we hand over to the main stage.
Oh, wicked. I didn't realise that you actually actually handshook and then disappeared, and that was it.
Oh, well, the handovers are always pretty interesting, because I tend to present the entertainment on the main stage, so I'll finish my show up here at 7:30, stick a track on, and then I've got that sort of duration to sprint down to the stage and sort of say, that was so-and-so, and you join me here on the main stage. So it's always good, and it keeps my fitness levels up.
Well, that's always helpful. So what is the good track? What have you chosen? A very good track, like Bohemian Rhapsody, that's like 6 minutes long, so that's ideal.
Yeah, exactly, a good long track. But then I started to play a new game, getting shorter and shorter, see if I can increase my, you know, or decrease my time.
Oh, I see. So tonight, what we're going to have, Come On Eileen, that's about 3.5 minutes long.
Yeah, mate, I'm hoping that by sort of Friday, I'll be able to just play a jingle and be down there, you know.
Genius, teleportation, what amazing stuff. So how did you get involved in this then?
Well, it's quite a long-winded story, really. Until yesterday, I wasn't actually a scout until I was invested live on air by the county commissioner. I go to university with the breakfast presenter here on Cam Jam Radio, Alex Gill, and he was telling me all about Cam Jam, that he was going and he was going to do this. So I just sort of checked the Facebook page and I liked it on Facebook, just to sort of give him a bit of support and see what was going on. And Adam, who's in charge of the radio up here, sort of read my profile on Facebook, saw that I was studying radio at uni, and asked me if I'd come and do the drive time show. So and it wasn't until I was here and I saw, you know, what a fantastic place it was, what a great organization the Scouts are as well, I really wanted to get involved. So I was invested yesterday live on my show.
You do know we're on commission. It's like homosexuality and being like Jewish. There is a commission involved. They you know, join a friend malarkey, you know. So just be warned on that. At least get half. That's exactly. That's the only way to do it. Because no one else will join willingly. So what else do you do apart from this? Obviously you do your radio stuff with uni and all that kind of stuff. What else?
I have just started recently working at Heart Radio in East Anglia. They've decided to sort of branch out, and the radio station is really growing down there. I work for the I do the outside broadcasts, and I'm sort of on the promotions team for them, and I also do some in-house production, sort of jingles and that sort of thing. Outside of that, I'm still at uni. I've got another year to go down in Bournemouth, where I'm studying radio production. So
cool beat. So pretty much you're smothering yourself in radio.
Yeah.
You do know it's a dying art.
So people keep telling me, but I love it, and I think, you know, life's too short, you've just got to go for what you want, and it's a really hard industry to get into. I'm really pleased that I've managed to sort of get my foot in the door with Heart Radio, and I'm hoping that from there I can sort of progress on.
That was very diplomatic of you. So what I want to know, right, is now you're an insider of Heart, put you on the spot a bit, right, as we're in a sweltering room right now. I thought it was just a computer program that just ran continually.
Heart specifically, or just in general?
Just in general. No, not just Heart. You know, other commercial outlets are available somewhere.
No, that couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, behind the scenes, you've got lots and lots of people doing some really hard work. It's a very tough job. You've got to know what you're doing. You've got to be very specifically trained. People work very hard in the industry, so.
So there we go. We've got the insight there. There are lots of people doing lots of hard work. What they're doing, no one knows, but they're doing it nonetheless. We just can't hear them. That's the downside of radio, is that you have to hear things. Okay, thank you very much, Elliot, for your time, mate, and good luck for your drive time in a mere moment. Well, now. You're doing it now.